Remember the days your head held high? A helium mind, a clear blue sky. And homes, and trees, and busy lives.
Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. That is Terry White from the album California Rain. It's a new CD. And tonight, you can hear those songs being performed live at the Friendly Tap in Berwyn. And you can tell you're from Chicago if you say Berwyn that way. And we welcome back to... Now, Terry, you're no stranger to this time slot. You can move up a little bit on the mic. You're no stranger to the time slots. You've been on Steve and Johnny's show a few times. You were on with Bill.
Yeah, and frequently coming home at this hour.
Yeah. You're a musician, man. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thanks for coming down.
Well,
I appreciate
thanks for having
it.
Us. Yep.
I appreciate it. And with you is Chris Neville. Chris, welcome.
Hi, Nick.
Now, you're one of the founding members of Tributosaurus.
That's true.
I have to ask you. Now, I know that the next one that you guys are doing is Queen.
That's correct, yes.
Did you have the Bowie one planned before he passed away?
Well, we did Bowie for New Year's Eve a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had not planned on doing him again so soon, but when he passed away, we
yeah.
kind of figured, you know, we should honor this
How movie. About that, though, man?
Yeah, it's pretty yeah. terrible.
It's awful. It's just awful. By the way, I love Tributosaurus.
Thank you.
Love you guys. Fantastic stuff. Terry, now you were the band that you were in here most frequently with was the Yellowhammers.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's talk a little bit about your background, Terry.
All right.
And you're from the Chicago area.
Grew up in Oak Park.
Oak Park. Yes. Okay. And when did you start playing music? I read that you started to play the guitar on your own, like when you were in seventh grade or something, and then a Dylan songbook entered your life?
Yeah, my brother started playing. He's about 4 years older than me, uh-huh. so he started playing. He was into Dylan. So that's when I got turned on to Dylan was when I was in seventh grade. And, of course, that songbook was relatively easy songs, or some of them were anyway. So started playing, you know how it is. You're at that age.
Yeah.
I think most musicians I know, it seems like that's the age they start, you know.
Yeah, right.
Unless you're trained since you're five or something.
Yeah, it's true. No, that makes sense. Seventh grade, you're about, what, 12?
Yeah,
that sounds about right. I started playing guitar when I was about 10.
Yeah.
Then I quit guitar and I moved on to drums because it's easier and you can just bust stuff. Chris, what about you? How'd you start?
I was the other way. I started when I was 3. I started playing piano.
Yeah.
And
Prodigy.
Well, I don't know about that, but but my grandma had a player piano in her basement. I used to love to go down there and play it when I was a little one, and
yeah.
I asked my parents for lessons when I was 3, and I started taking. And
you asked your parents for lessons when
I
you
did.
Were 3?
I did.
That's
I
amazing.
I really wanted to learn how to play.
Because most stories that I hear, and I have musicians in here at least once, twice a week, because I love having music in the studio, and I love talking about music and stuff, but most musicians that I have in here, it's kind of the complete opposite. It's like the parents go, "You are going to learn piano."
Right.
And it's just something that they don't want to do, and then eventually they discover a love of music. It might not be piano, you know. You might move on to guitar or some other instrument or something. But it always the other way around. But you asked your parents.
Yeah, I wanted to play.
That is cool. That's very, very cool. And have you been playing since then? Obviously.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. All right. Now, Terry, tell me about some of the bands that you've been in the past, and then we can talk a little bit about the Yellowhammer, since you know people who are familiar with this time slot probably know you.
Okay. So let's see. High school. You know, the high school band was the Restless Youth with my buddies Jimmy Darley and Johnny Kelly,
yeah.
and Johnny Wine, and you know the usual run of characters. And then after college, at the end of college, I started a band with some buddies we called the Modern Day Saints, and that band toured all over the country pretty much.
What was that like?
That was great.
Yeah.
It was great for a lot of the time, and it was horrible for a lot of the time too. You know, we're young enough where we had a van and we lived in it more or less, and just drove from one town to the next for years, and so it was a lot of fun. But then it gets, you know, it's tough lifestyle.
I bet.
It's tough lifestyle.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of money, and you're
and you get sick of the guys, man.
You get sick of each other.
You know, yeah. I mean, you get sick of each other. You're in a van, for God's sake. I mean, that's just got to take a toll. Oh, wait, we got to have to break for news. So hang on. I want to talk to you guys more. We got Terry White here and Chris Neville. We're going to hear some live music, and we're going to talk about wire recorders. Congratulations, man.
Thanks a lot.
And our old friends, everybody says yes, recorded with you.
That's right.
I love them. I love them. Yeah. That Megan is something, man.
Yeah, she is.
She's something. So is John. He's awesome, too. All right, we got to take a break, you guys. All right, we'll talk music and hear some live music. And you can check out Terry White at the Friendly Tap in Berwyn tonight, Thursday the 21st. All right, we'll give you more information on that. We got a link on our Facebook page as well. News is next on 720 WGN.
Jackie had an effect on me, a hanging branch from a willow tree. She was easy to reach and she could hold the rain in her arms.
Morning, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And what you hear there is Terry White from California Rain, his new CD. And he'll be playing songs off of that tonight at the Friendly Tap in Berwyn, and tomorrow night at our other guest's place, Chris Neville, at his place called Wire. It's a music venue, and you can check out wireismusic.com, and they're playing Friday night there at around 8:30. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. So we were talking about music and you know the bands and stuff that you were in before. And how long was the Yellowhammer? How long were you guys together?
Yellowhammers was okay. So that started after the Modern Day Saints.
Yeah, we were talking about you guys touring. Yeah.
And so then that band ended up in California, and that's when we ended up breaking up. And so then we came home, and when we got home, three of the four members created the Yellowhammers here. So that was like 1994.
Okay, and that's 22 years ago.
Yeah, and so we still play. Not as often as we used to, because everybody started having kids and stuff, and it got a little more complicated. So, but we just played the other night, and it was great. And we're playing the next time with the Yellowhammers, I think St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
At the Friendly Tap. One of the Yellowhammers owns the Friendly Tap.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that's cool. That's great. Well, tell me, you know, when you first started writing songs, now you said you started very young. You got that guitar. You got the Bob Dylan songbook. When did you say I want to write some songs?
You know, almost right away. It was. I think that for me, it was easier than learning songs. Mm-hmm. I had to make them my own, so I started writing them right away. And plus, I had that influence. You know, listen, being a Bob Dylan fan at that early an age, you're kind of into the songwriting portion of it
more than.
You know, I mean, I love the Beatles and the Stones and all that stuff too, but. So the songwriting was right away.
Yeah. And can you remember the first song you wrote?
I think I can vaguely remember it, and it wouldn't be anything worth repeating.
Okay? Right. That's what I figured. I mean, it's usually the case. Now, Chris, what about you? Did you start writing songs too when you were young?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a pretty natural impulse for a musician to want to see what they can do on their own. And, I mean, a lot of my early stuff was all instrumental, made it much easier. But,
yeah.
I mean, I've been writing for years, all kinds of different styles. And
now, at the age of three, you said that you started playing the piano at the age of three. Did you study music when you were in school? Is that where you trained in that regard as well?
I did. When I went to Champaign, I studied music composition down there.
Mm-hmm.
Up to then, it was private lessons and bands. You know, I learned a lot of it just playing.
And so, what kind of bands have you been in?
Oh my God! You name it. I've been in so many.
Yeah,
a lot of different pop bands, a lot of different rock bands, a couple of jazz things. Although that's not my strong suit.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm usually a keyboard player and a singer. I've been a drummer in a couple bands.
Yeah. Our bands crossed paths with each other, even though we didn't know each other back in the '80s.
That's right.
Is that right?
Champagne. Yeah, we both were playing Mabel's at the same.
Oh, Mabel's. Oh boy, I had friends who went to school in Champaign, and I spent some time down there. I just the one of the memories that I have about going my years hanging out in Champaign. This was in the '80s. I probably saw you guys
maybe
at some point.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Columbia and then dropped out. So. Columbia right over here and dropped out. But many of my friends went to Champaign, so it was just an excuse to drive down there and drink, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we went down there, and the thing that I remember most vividly about Champaign was O'Malley's.
Oh, yeah.
And that damn American Pie. Every night at midnight, they played American Pie.
Oh, is that right?
Every night at midnight, the DJ would play American Pie. And every drunk college student would sing along for the how long is that song? 28 minutes long. Would sing along to that song, and I just remember just the thing that I remember most distinctly was that, and being really annoyed because I can't stand that song. I know it's not a popular thing to say, but I hate American Pie. And it'd be midnight, and they would sing along. And the one thing I remember was that bunch of drunk college students singing that song, who probably never even had ever heard of that song before, and Wet Wood. That's because it was just beer everywhere. It was just the place was like dark wood, and it was all soaked in beer. That's the distinct memory I have. Green Streets, and that was the only time I had ever gone to a Steak and Shake.
Oh yeah,
because
they
weren't around then. It's like, you know, I went to Steak and Shake. Every time we went to Champagne, it was like, well, we got to go to Steak and Shake immediately. So
yeah, you have more memories of it. I mean, I was only there when we played. I didn't go to school there. So
yeah,
but you seem to have more of a.
We went down a lot, man. It was just, you know, my friends were down there like every weekend. I'm like, what are you going to do? Let's just go down to Champagne.
And see, I went to school there, and I still have no memories of it.
I bet you don't. Yeah. I bet you don't. It's an interesting because I know a lot of people who played down there. When it was a very viable place They had a great music scene down there. Tell me a little bit about you guys. Said you played down there a lot. Tell me a little bit about what it was like and your bands crossed paths and stuff. Yeah. Tell me what about that.
So my band was from Carbondale, Illinois, and so we used to come up.
Oh, another crazy college town. Yeah. Good God.
So we'd always play, again, we were on the road. We were out of college, so you were in college at the time. I'm a few years older than Chris, and so we'd, coming up from Carbondale, you'd go to Champaign and Chicago and then make the loop back through Indianapolis and Bloomington. And all
right.
That. And so, I don't know, and we just knew their name from, you'd see the local schedule at Mabel's, who's playing, and you'd see all the same names every month you come back.
Right.
Modern Humans was the one.
I know I saw Modern Day Saints several times down there. And, I mean, we didn't travel the same way you guys did because we were all in school down there. But, like I say, it was a great music scene down there. There were a lot of different venues to play. You could play in a different, a lot of different bands. And
they had, what was the name of the record store? Do you guys remember the name of the records? Because they have a killer vinyl shop there.
Yeah, it was, oh, my God.
I can't remember the name of it, but it was great. I bought a bunch of stuff there. I spent a lot of money at that place when I would go down there. So...
I remember the music instrument store, C.B. Lloyd's.
Yeah.
Remember the comic book shop, Rocket Ship Ranch.
Rocket Ship
I cannot Ranch. Remember.
I can, but there was a record store, and it was a great record store, too. Anyway, we'll remember it. See, this is what happens when you get old, man. So you did that for a while, and then, now tell me a little bit about the solo stuff that you do. I mean, you've been in bands, Terry, but this is obviously just you, this album.
All right, so then Yellowhammer's... So, I, again, a songwriter is pretty much what I do, and so the Yellowhammers would, I had more songs than we could do, so I did one solo record with a couple of guys, Gary Sheepers and Ann Davis are the main two guys that I did that with. And then me and Ann created a band called Cannonball. That's the one I play with a lot. That's one I probably play with most right now. Mm-hmm. We did a record like that, and... I did another one. I just keep doing another one. I mean, that's really just what I do.
Now, how do you guys feel? I want to hear from both of you guys. How do you feel about the music scene in Chicago now? You know, you guys have been in the music scene in Chicago for a while, and you've seen things change. I mean, the world of music has drastically changed, thanks to technology and all that stuff. But how has the music scene in Chicago changed, and do you prefer it now, or did you like it before? Just about that.
Yeah. I liked it in the '80s a lot, and I still like it now. I don't know. It depends. It's all about, for me, it's about the people that coming out to see you.
Yeah.
You know, and that hasn't changed too much. I think that for where we're at in Berwyn, there's a strip that includes Fitzgerald's, which opened in the early '80s. And was kind of an anchor for this area.
Absolutely, yeah.
And now the Friendly Tap opened, and now Wire, you got these three great venues all in a row. So for me personally, I live out there. I don't have to drive very far.
Right.
And the music scene couldn't be any better.
You feel the same way?
Well, I mean, I think there are a lot more venues to play in Chicago now than there were back then, I think. It's real competitive. But, I mean, I think it kind of always has been that way, really. Part of it's also technology has made it easier to put music into all kinds of different sized rooms, small, big, a lot of places that otherwise might not have had it. So there's a lot of opportunity to play if you want to play.
Yeah.
Whether or not you make money doing it is another question. But that's really about promotion, and there are a lot of opportunities to self-promote now more than ever before.
Yeah,
you got to work a little harder as a musician, but if you do, the rewards are out there more than they have been in the past, I think.
Okay. All right, you guys want to play a song?
Sure.
Sure.
All right, let's you guys get ready, and what are we going to hear? Tell us what we're going to hear, Terry.
Well, let's do the song When Your Hour Comes. I think it's the second cut on the record.
Second cut on California Rain. Yeah. All right, California Rain is the name of the CD. It's Terry White, and Chris Neville is going to perform. Chris Neville, by the way, is busting out the accordion.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm very happy about that, I must say. I must say. Did you play have you ever been down? Have you been on this show before?
I have not been on this show.
Have you been on with Steve and Johnny?
No.
Okay, because you probably know this, Terry. Johnny played accordion.
Oh, yeah.
She set one on fire at a show one time.
I didn't.
Because she was not a fan. She was like kind of forced to play the accordion, and then she burned it like Jimi Hendrix.
I did not know
yes,
all
she
that.
Did. No. It was pretty cool. So
a lot of people
love accordions. Well, I love those two. Those are two sweethearts.
No, they're two of the best people on the planet. Okay, so this is from California Rain. Again, what's it called?
When Your Hour Comes.
When Your Hour Comes, okay. This is Terry White and Chris Neville. Whenever you guys are ready, please.
I gotta tune it up. Forgive me if the cold.
We tune because we care, folks.
Oh man, I haven't heard that in a long time, man. You busting out the old "we tune because we care," folks. Yeah. Enjoy the veal, everybody. Okay, he's tuning because he cares. Sound good?
There we go.
All right, here we go. Terry White, everybody.
Sonny, remember the abandoned lot amid West weeds cover of the rot. There's one wildflower standing tall in an autumn shower. Sonny, stay steady when your hour comes. A leather strap's around your arms. We're no longer gonna grieve. A universe about to set us free. Sonny, remember the abandoned lot. I set you adrift, unprepared. A soft belly, unconditional love. Never thought it would end like this. So, Sonny, stay steady when your hour comes. A leather strap's around your arms. We're no longer gonna grieve. A universe about to set us free. Common good's never been so good to me. You're about as common as the sun. Overcast, my only one. Everybody's had their final say. They can't help but look away. But I'm watching till the red turns black. I'd give my life if I could get yours back. So, Sonny, stay steady when your hour comes. A leather strap's around your arms. We're no longer gonna grieve. A universe about to set us free. Set us free. Sonny, stay steady when your hour comes. A leather strap's around your arms.
a universe about to set us free.
Very nice, guys. Really, 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 really nice. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk more and we'll hear more from Terry White. Chris Neville is with us. Terry White's CD is called California Rain, and he's playing tonight at the Friendly Tap in Berwyn and then on Friday at Wire Music Venue, and we'll tell you all about that and more. And we'll hear another song live right here on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That is Terry White from the album California Rain. He's going to be playing the Friendly Tap in Berwyn later tonight, Thursday night. And it's also going to be at the Wire Music Venue. And Terry White is here and Chris Neville is here. And Chris, you know a little bit about the Wire Music Venue.
I've heard a little bit about it.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's a venue that me and a couple other guys own. And I mean, I don't know what to say about it. There's a lot going on there. We have a music school there as well, and now a record label, which we launched in October. We started off with three artists, sort of local community artists that we knew and respected and wanted to work with, Terry being one of them, and John Fournier from Everybody Says Yes. You mentioned he's been on here before.
He has, yeah.
And Megan, and a band called Pipes, which is run by a woman named Cheryl Tomlin. Real talent, and they're all pretty different styles.
What made you want to get into recording?
I mean, I've been in recording for many years, and my partner John Smith has been, you know, he's one of the top recording engineers in the city.
Yeah, he's really phenomenal.
Yeah, so John and I have worked on other stuff together in the past before we ever started Wire, and this was always sort of in the plan, as we wanted to get back to that and maybe create a label and a recording environment that would help us to not only do new and interesting stuff, but to help guys that we know and respect maybe take things to another level.
So. Yeah. What's going on? So you mentioned, like, in Berwyn all this stuff is happening. Because Fitzgerald has been there for forever.
Oh, yeah.
And, but you know, are there more venues that are going to be opening up? Does it seem to be building in that area, around that area?
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's, in addition to music venues specifically, there's more restaurants opening. We got a new microbrew opening up across the street from us. Actually, a nanobrew, I guess they call it, based on how many barrels
right.
they make.
Right.
But that whole Roosevelt Road strip is really starting to pop. There's good stuff going on.
There's a restaurant called Otramon, which is really probably one of the best restaurants in the Chicago metropolitan area. It's mm-hmm. great. And Capri, which is a there's a handful of Capris around the Chicago area, but it's a good old-fashioned Italian joint.
I know exactly. Yeah. Don't live very far from a Capri.
Okay, yeah. It's good Italian food.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And so all that's in within a two-block.
Yeah, and you know who's responsible for this? It's Sven Gulli.
Sven Gulli.
I can't decide if he's responsible for it if they're trying to run away from him. I'm not sure.
Oh, man. You know, it's really funny how that whole thing started. You know, Jerry G. Bishop was the first Sven Gulli, and it all started with him. And I love the fact that the people who are Berwynians, is that what they're called?
Sure.
That's sure. Yeah,
yeah, okay. They've embraced that whole thing, the whole Berwyn. They love that. It's great. But, no, seriously, I mean, an incredible thing going on out there. So are you planning on recording more?
Oh, for
at
sure.
Wire? Yeah.
For
is it going to sure. be a regular? Are you going to rent the space out for people? And
at some point, we'll get to that. Right now, we're content to produce our own stuff out of there, and we can record in the venue as well, which is nice. We want to capture some really good live show stuff.
How big a venue is it?
Around 400 cap. It's a big room, though.
That's no 400 is a nice size room.
Yeah, and there's it's a high ceiling. We got a VIP balcony and stuff. It's really. It's a cool place to play music.
That's really cool. And you guys are going to be playing. Are you going to be playing with him on Friday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you guys will be playing on Friday at Wire. And then tonight at Friendly Tap. And do you like Planet Friendly Tab, obviously?
Oh, yeah, Friendly. You know, it's funny, those the three venues in that strip, they're all very different. So you've got the Friendly Tap is, we just talked about the replacement song, Here Comes a Regular.
We did, yeah.
That's what this bar is. It's loaded with regulars. And then hipsters kind of come in. It's a smaller venue. It lends itself to acoustic duos and bands, too. But so we do a lot. I do a lot of acoustic stuff there. And then Fitzgerald's down the street is the Roadhouse.
Absolutely.
You know, been there forever.
Yeah.
Brings a lot of that Nashville music up and Texas music up. And then you got Wire. And Wire's almost like a concert venue. So there's three different kind of venues there. And so we get to play them all. In fact, we're going to be at Fitzgerald's together. We're also in another band called the Zimmerman, which is a Bob Dylan cover band.
Oh, I was going to say, where'd the name come? Well, there you go. I understand now. I was going to say, where did the Zimmerman come from? But it's Bob Dylan. That's cool.
Yeah, so we're doing that, February? We always have a special guest. This one will be John Langford. It's always a...
Oh, man.
Yeah. We've had some good guests. It's, you know, we've had Robbie Fulks and Kathy Richardson, and we always have a different guest in that band.
Yeah.
So we'll cover all three spots.
You guys are all over the place, man.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, it's a really vibrant music community out there. Between Terry and I and probably there's five or six guys, you could say, between us, we're in every band.
Well, you got to love that. That's outstanding. All right. Well, listen, we're going to talk more with you guys. You guys can hang out for a little bit
after this, right? Sure.
Okay. We'll hear another song live, and we'll talk more about music in general. Terry White and Chris Neville are here. And that was really, really nice. Really nice job you guys did.
Oh, thanks.
Really nice song. Really, really good song. We'll talk more about that and tell you more about the gigs that are coming up. And you can always check out the websites here, terrywhitemusic.com and wireismusic.com. But we'll make it easy for you. If you just like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NickDShow. All the links are there. All right, we'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next right here on 720 WGN.
Negotiations with the state. Too much to lose or play it straight. A garden walk and easy pay. Pick all the blooms along the way. A undercover overweight.
Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And that's Terry White. Terry White's new CD is called California Rain. He's going to be playing songs from it at Friendly Tap in Berwyn tonight and tomorrow at the Wire Music venue right down the street. And live in studio with me are Terry White and Chris Neville. They're going to perform another song live. We were just having a blast here talking off the air about music movies that we love. And we were talking about because you guys were telling me off the air that you got like you guys love watching movies. And you might at Wire, you guys got a 30-foot screen, so you might do some movie nights and stuff.
Yep.
And we were talking about great music movies and stuff. And, of course, we talked about Walk Hard, which is a movie that not many people – have seen. Esmeralda, have you ever seen Walk Hard with John C. Reilly?
Yes.
Isn't it hilarious?
No, it's really good. I think I had seen the Johnny Cash movie.
Oh, yeah, beforehand.
Just before it.
Right. Walk the Line with Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah. But
that's pretty good to
Walk Hard is one of those movies that it's under the radar. Like a lot of, I think it should be, I was telling you guys, I think it's like, it's kind of up there in that upper echelon of music comedies like Spinal Tap. I think it's that funny.
The Mighty Wind, I think that's...
Mighty Wind, yeah. So, we were talking about that off the air. And then you were telling me about a movie that you were turned on to that I had never heard of.
Yeah, it's called Dill Scallion.
Dill Scallion.
It's like Spinal Tap for country music. My friend John Rice turned me onto it, and I rented it at Blockbuster about 10 years ago when he told me about it, and now it's disappeared.
We're going to have to look for that one, yeah. see if that one's available. Dan, can we look, see if we got Dill Scallion? Because right there, when you say Spinal Tap for country music, I'm all over that,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. You know, it's amazing to me. That has become, do you guys, you know, you guys been playing music for many, many years. If you're a musician and you haven't seen Spinal Tap, shouldn't you stop?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I don't know if there's a musician that I know of that I haven't seen it 10 times.
Yeah. You know? Oh, I mean, I don't know anybody who plays an instrument or has been in a band that doesn't know every line of dialogue from that movie.
I think if you're a musician and you haven't seen Spinal Tap, you're in Spinal Tap.
You're in denial. That's right. Yeah. Or if you see it and go, man, this is not funny. That's just happened to me. Well, that's another reason why it's funny is because a lot of it has happened to musicians.
If you consider it a drama. Yeah.
What? But it's like, I don't know how many times I told him to put Spinal Tap above Puppet Show. That's like the one, that's like one of the moments in the movie that is just unbelievable, man. I mean, that is just such a classic movie. It's one of my favorites. I mean, seriously. Oh, wait, as musicians now, did you guys, and I've been asking a lot of the younger musicians who come in here, have you guys seen Whiplash?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a brutal thing.
Yeah. Now, you trained, did you ever have an instructor that whipped cymbals at you or anything?
No. As a piano player, they're too heavy, so they can't throw it at you.
You can't pick up a grand piano and chuck it at the kid.
That's right.
At the kid. Yeah.
That is a movie about swearing. That guy is the best. He curses, but and the way he cuts people, when he's talking to that one drummer, remember they're switching off drummers? Yeah. And the one guy was Irish.
You're careful now. We're on the radio, so.
Well, I won't do this. Yeah. The Irish guy's drumming, and he says, and he drops his stick, and his finger goes, what do you think? There's a pot of gold under there. Just every single thing he said.
No, there's so many things that he says in that movie where you just go, oh my God. Oh my God! And he won. J.K. Simmons won the Academy Award that year, and he deserved it. I love that movie. I thought Whiplash was amazing.
I like that actor too.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, he's great. The kid's good too. Miles Teller, he's great. It was funny because I had some really guys in their 20s who were playing jazz, like jazz fusion stuff, and like jazz funk and stuff like that, and they came in here, and the drummer had set up his kit. He brought a small kit with him, and he set it up over here. Behind me, and then I said, "Have you guys seen Whiplash?" And this guy was so condescending about it. It was so great. He's like this 23-year-old, like jazz, sort of like snobby jazz guy, and he's like, "That's not how you set up the kit." And he was like, he was bitching about the way the kid was playing the drums. You don't play it that way. It's not how you set the kid up. I don't even want to talk about this. It made him so mad. And I love that. I love that he was so passionate about it. He couldn't even just like say, okay, well, that's not exactly how I would set my kid up. But he couldn't get past it. Like, that movie sucks. It made me so. I'm like, all right, take it easy, man.
Like, the producers didn't clear that. They didn't figure that out.
No, no.
Producers didn't think that one.
You get the aloof classes early in the jazz curriculum, right?
The aloof classes. I majored in aloof, yeah. Now, Dan, were you able to see if this thing is...
It looks like it's import only at this point.
Oh.
But you will be purchasing it because guess who is one of the stars?
One of the stars of Dill Scallion.
Lauren Graham.
Are you serious? Yeah. Lauren Graham, by the way, is from Gilmore Girls.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Why is it only available on import? That's crazy talk. Lauren Graham is in it. Wow, man. I got something to do now. Holy cow. All right.
You let me know when you get it.
Kidding me? I'm going to make phone calls across the nation when I get this movie, Dill Scallion. All right. Let's talk about, what we're going to be talking about after 3:30? We're going to be talking about the best American rock bands of all time. We're going to get the conversation with the listeners, and I have a list here from Ranked and all that stuff. First couple of bands that pop into your mind, we talked about the Replacements as sort of the dominant American band of the 80s, yeah. What else would you guys? I want to talk to Terry first.
I mean, for just American
of all time, best just American, yes, American yes, American bands.
God, I'll tell you, this might seem a little bit light, but Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, great. Yep,
that's a great American band. A lot of great songs.
I know that this sounds. It sounds like a boring word to use for Tom Petty. I don't know of a more consistent artist.
I think that's a good way to put
it. Than Tom Petty. And it sounds like it's like an offhanded, kind of remark. But I mean that. Like when a Tom Petty album is released, when you see Tom Petty live, consistently great.
Absolutely.
Consistently. Yeah. Even like a guy like Neil Young, he's not American, he's Canadian. Even a guy like Neil Young went through a period where was like, what the hell is he doing? Like he went through that 80s period. It's like, what are you doing, man?
He can be fantastic. He can be off the charts good. But, yeah,
there was a period
not
of
consistent.
Time.
I think that's a good way to put it.
The 80s was a rough time until the late 80s to be a Neil Young fan. Like when he was doing that electronic stuff and then he did that rockabilly album.
Yeah.
Trans. Rough, man. Trans, yeah. Oh, boy. And I'm like the biggest Neil Young fan in the world, man. I defend a lot of what that guy does, but I couldn't defend that. So, yeah, okay, Tom Petty, what about you? Who would you put in there?
Credence.
Credence, man. Credence.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Dan, Creedence is number one on this list, right? On the, we have a list of the put together by Ranker.com.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, they're number one.
And yeah, Creedence is number one, which doesn't surprise me at all.
Where do the birds come in? They got to be up there.
Let me check.
Okay. And Creedence had a really short run.
It's not many records, but there's
yeah,
so many
hits.
It's
only a few years.
The birds are 40.
40?
40. They should be a little higher.
God,
where's
yeah.
Kansas?
Well, can't 48.
Hey!
They made the list.
So REM's on there somewhere.
REM is, yeah. REM is pretty high. They should be, no, they're 12. 12. So
I mean, the Talking Heads, now that was in the 80s. I thought they were the best band.
They're unbelievable. And they yeah. should be on this list if they're not.
They're
26.
Not
26. Oh, okay. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to go through this list
that
a little bit later
like
on.
Time.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So call in, man. We're going to do that after 3:30. You guys aren't completely sick of me by that point. So you guys have favorite gigs? Do some gigs? Now, you guys have obviously played a ton of gigs. Is there anything that pops into your head? You
mean
one,
past
two,
or, one, or regular things that we're going to...
No, past. Like that, they're just like, wow, that was that one I'll remember.
After you.
I mean, being in Tributosaurus, I'm pretty fortunate. I have a lot of those gigs.
Yeah.
I would say one of them is when we did, you know, we did this Beatles project where we did everything they did from start to finish over the course of a few years
yeah.
in order. And so when we got to Sgt. Pepper's and we did that with the whole 40
that's amazing.
Orchestra and
that's...
stuff, that was chill.
I bet, man.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and you've seen Cheap Trick it was pretty amazing to see, too, you guys. But you guys are unbelievable. I seriously, Tributosaurus, if you guys have not seen Tributosaurus, you guys are unbelievable.
Thank you.
Like, you know, you see, there's a lot of, anytime you would open up I remember you were talking about going in the 80s and stuff mm-hmm. in the early 90s. Anytime you would open up Illinois Entertainer and you would look at, like, the venues in the suburbs and stuff, how many, like, really bad tribute bands there were?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's,
oh,
like,
yeah.
a million of them. You guys know this. And my favorite name for a tribute band of all time, because some of them are just... My favorite tribute band of all time, besides Tributosaurus, is War Pigs. Those guys are great. They're great. I mean, they're great. And the thing I love about War Pigs, like, a lot of the tribute bands like Presence and stuff, they come out with wigs on and they call each other Bonzo and Pagey. And I'm like, come on, you're like two dudes from Berwyn. You're not, you know, you're not John Bonham, okay? But War Pigs, they just come out on stage. They're wearing T-shirts. How you doing? I gotta go back to my roofing job tomorrow, but tonight we're going to play some Sabbath. And then they, boom, they sound exactly like Sabbath. But my favorite name ever for a tribute band was there's a Scorpions tribute band. There's a ton of those, you know, a ton of them. But my favorite... My favorite Scorpions tribute band name is Scorps. It's called Scorps.
I'm like, all right.
Okay, cool. Scorps. All right. But no, Tributosaurus, you guys are seriously, man, if you've not seen them. So you're coming up, you're doing Queen.
Yeah, that's another actually one of my favorite things we've ever done. We do that. You know, we have a 24 voice choir.
Yeah. Who sings? Who's the lead singer?
We
you
trade
switch
off.
It off.
I
okay.
do a few. Matt Spiegel does a few.
Mm-hmm.
We have David
Spiegel, man.
Yeah. We have Dave Blamires and Steve Frisbee on the show, so we pass around a little bit.
I wouldn't. You know what? If I were a vocalist, and I'd be, I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Man. No way, Freddie Mercury. Nope. Sorry.
We run from no challenge.
I know that. That's one of the reasons why you guys are so great, because you do stuff like, let me think of Queen. These guys aren't going to be able to do Queen, and then you go and you guys kick ass. It's great.
Oh, they nail it. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Every time
they bring in any musician,
and that's the thing. It's the other thing that's great about it, man, is that you guys have access to some insanely talented people.
Yep.
And when you go to a Tributosaurus show, I have never been not astounded by how good you guys are. Like when I see a tribute, you know, it's just you guys are great. And then like you're going to do the Bowie thing.
Yeah. Actually, can I make a quick plug? Yeah,
please. Yes.
We're doing Bowie on March 2nd and 4th. The second at Martyrs and the fourth at Wire. And the show's sold out in about 20 hours, both of them.
I'm bet, man.
So people have been really, really upset that they couldn't get tickets. Just today we finalized it. We're going to do a late show on the second at Martyrs, too. So we added another show.
Oh, cool.
It just went on sale a couple hours ago on Martyrs' website, martyrslive.com. We haven't even put it on our Facebook page. Or
okay.
Yet.
All right. So if you got a late show on the second at Martyrs.
Correct.
Of Tributosaurus is David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. That's got to be a lot of fun doing that, man.
Oh, it's a great. I mean, his catalog is so cool and so widely varied. It's just amazing. It's a great show.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you know what? We're gonna take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll hear another song. And then I have standard questions. I have two standard questions that I ask every musician who comes in here, and I will ask them of you. I'm having a blast with you guys.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we got Terry White and Chris Neville, and they're going to play another song live.
He's alone, he gets a grin. He cuts the ribbons with a smile.
Morning, everybody.
There's no refuge.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. That's Terry White from the CD, California Rain. And you can hear him play a bunch of those songs tonight at the Friendly Tap in Berwyn and tomorrow at Wire Music Venue, also in Berwyn. Joining me live in studio, Terry White and Chris Neville. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks.
Okay, let's hear a song. What are we going to hear now?
All right, this one's called Godmother.
Godmother. Okay. You're all tuned up. Here we go.
Well, my godmother packed up and moved to Texas when I was just 7 years old. She wore go-go boots and a mini skirt, and she died of an overdose. She was my daddy's cousin, and her second husband was a picker down in San Antone. She used to send me a card on my birthday with $10 and a little note. Dear godson, I'm so sorry. Not gonna be there to watch you grow. Life is taking me so far away, and I just wanna let you know to think for yourself and don't believe all the stories people tell. Your godmother's got a great big heart, but she's probably going to hell. Oh, my godmother is going to hell. What's that say for me? I think I'm under her spell. So Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and all the saints, please listen to my prayer. Send my guardian angel down, get her the hell out of there. Remember 1978, I was headed to SIU. The night before I left, I got a call from you-know-who. Well, she'd been crying, and I think she was drunk, but she wanted to see how proud she was of her godchild, a college boy all grown up. I got one last piece of advice. Please take it to your heart. If you meet a young girl you think you like, treat her like she's priceless art. Oh, dear godson, I'm so sorry. Not gonna be there to watch you grow. But life has taken me so far away, and I just wanna let you know to think for yourself and don't believe all the stories people tell. Your godmother's got a great big heart, but she's probably going to hell. Oh, my godmother is going to hell. What's that say for me? I think I'm under her spell. So Jesus, Mary, Joseph, and all the saints, please listen to my prayer. I send my guardian angel down and get her the hell out of there. Send my guardian angel down and get her the hell out of there.
out of there.
Oh, that was great. That was so great, man. Oh, my God. That was awesome. All right. That's Terry White. What a great song, man. Oh, man. Okay, cool. That just made my night. You guys just made my night. That was fantastic. Okay. All right. Before I let you guys get out of here, and so thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
I appreciate
and Dan
it.
For getting us involved, too, wherever he's at.
Dan Shigeru. He's right behind you, man. Right behind you in that window. There he is. Okay, I always ask these questions of musicians when they come in. First album you ever bought?
Help.
Okay.
Rubber Soul.
Nice. Nice.
That's the age difference, too.
That's amazing. You know, and it's funny because you guys are mentioning my favorite time period of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Because Revolver's
yeah.
my favorite Beatles album.
That's the one that's right after that.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's Rubber Soul and Revolver. It's that bridge between the two Beatles. Yeah. That's my favorite. That's the Revolver, man. Oh, my God. Okay, first concert.
Eric Clapton.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's
yeah.
Mine is
okay.
not nearly that cool.
Yeah.
The Bay City Rollers at the Erie Crown Theater.
Now, wait a minute. That's pretty cool. I mean, how about you, Nick?
My first concert was Black Oak, Arkansas.
Oh, cool.
But the killer of it was, you know, those auditorium. I don't know what they were doing
wow.
at the auditorium. It's like the most beautiful venue for music. And there's the, you know, some guy playing the What the hell, the washboard. So but the opening act was Bad Company before their first album came out.
Wow.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Nobody knew who they were. Real quick, I'll tell this story. You guys probably haven't heard it, but I went with my parents. I was 10. It was 75, so I was 10 years old. And they were like, yeah, we'll take. You know, they were like, okay, I can't take the kid to see this stupid Black Oak, Arkansas, Jim Dandy crap. So they're not happy until they see, my dad sees Bad Company come out. And my dad is a massive fan of Free. He
oh, really?
Loves Free. He sees Paul Rodgers. He starts freaking out. So he's like, oh, my God, that's Paul Rodgers. Oh, my God, it's the lead singer of Free. And he didn't know what Bad Company was, but that made his night. So it was like
wow,
Bad
cool.
Company opening. So and my first album was Paranoid, Black Sabbath.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Yeah. So, all right.
So your parents cool. probably got Paranoid if that's your first record.
No, it's really funny. When I went, my dad took me to buy it at the Record Roost, which was a record store on Lincoln Avenue, Belmont, and Ashland right there. It's now a Subway sandwich shop. So I go in there, and I knew what I wanted. I got my money. I had my allowance, and I brought it up. And the guy behind the counter, and this was like 19, I don't know, I was like 8, 7. So mm-hmm. it was like 72, 73 years. And 73. And he's got like a crazy beard and big hair, and he looks down at the album, and he looks at me, and he looks at my dad, and he goes, are you sure? You want your son to buy this? And my dad's like, hey, just ring it up, man. My dad, you know, he likes it. And I'm like, all right. And so they didn't care.
That's cool.
So my dad took me to see The Exorcist when I was 8.
Nice.
So that's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember I was showing my kid when he was 5. We were watching Saving Private Ryan because my wife was out to dinner. She comes home. And I'm watching Saving Private Ryan. She goes, are you out of your mind? You're going to damage him for it was, an Exorcist at 8. That's
was
worse.
8 years old, man. Yeah, well, that's why I'm on the radio at 3 o'clock in the morning. So, guys, real blast talking to you, man.
Hey, thanks a lot. Dan.
Terry White, Chris Neville. And you can check out Terry White performing at Friendly Tap tonight in Berwyn and then tomorrow at Wire Music.
Hey, can I throw in one?
Please.
Cannonballs is the band I play with a lot. We play the last Friday of every month at Fitzgerald's, and I'd feel bad if I didn't mention that for
Got it.
Bill and for the band.
And that there should be coming up this Friday, right?
Yep.
No, next Friday.
Next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yeah,
okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, a blast talking to you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We got the news coming up next on WGN.